Hello and welcome for this episode of Magic OC Podcast, a podcast where I share with you my vision of life, my own transformation, and how I feel magic and free, and how I take actions free, feeling free and magic. Today I want to talk to you about trust. Trust, because when we go into the unknown and when we're taking new actions, trust is our support. Trust, you know, it's inside our belly, and it's this vibration that really supports us to take new action. And we trust ourselves not by the thinking. The trust is not into analyzing, overthinking, looking into details, trying to guess the outcome of things. This is not trust. Trust is really into our guts. It's really how we hold ourselves. I really feel trust into the second chakra, which is inside, situated more or less in our belly. That's where the seed of life is, where the baby has been, you know, nourished and has been growing. That's where we assimilate the food as well and process it. Trust is how I hold myself. And yes, in the past, there's been some challenges, there's been some harsh experiences. It's been, you know, the top and the bottom of situations. And no matter the outcome, we are where we are today, and we have learned. And we can trust that. We can trust that we have the skills to keep going for what we want, to keep taking actions bigger and deeper, you know. So as I started with the chakra trust, second chakra, so the trust comes from the feeling safe within oneself. The second chakra is supported by the first chakra. Our connection to earth and to nature, accepting that there is cycles and everything is flowing. But no matter what, my feet are on earth and I am here. I am breathing and I'm always developing. Nothing is fixed. The only things that get fixed is our thoughts. So it's for us to get out of the fixation of the thoughts that sometimes is a bit blocking us into the trust. Into flowing with our trust, because trust is water as well, is this flow, really trusting the flow, and that everything is cycling. Also remember this law of attraction. What I vibrate attracts. I attract what I vibrate. And it doesn't mean that we are, like, I vibrate love, I vibrate trust, I vibrate all the best. Well, it doesn't mean that it's not going to attract us challenges. Of course. What would be life without challenges? You know, it's like the Russian, les montagnes russes, we say in French, the Russian fair thing, you know, when you go in a little cart and you go up and down and then you do a full loop and stuff like that. Life is like this. So it's for us to get excited by it and to go with it and learn. Or we can also stay stuck in fear. Fear that it's often a product of the ego mind. The ego mind that is not accepted, that is not being offered a place to be. The thoughts, the fixated thoughts. It's nice, the flow of water, the flow of life. It's allowing ourselves to open our mind, to open our thinking into new ways, to go through the illusions. Because water creates illusion, smokes create illusion, elements create illusion. There's always an illusion being created, and that's the head. You know, once we start thinking, we create a story, we create an illusion, we create a new reality. And trust is not in there. Trust is here. Trust is life. You know, the plants are growing. They're not asking themselves, am I legitimate to grow? I don't think plants think like that, because if not, nature wouldn't be so abundant. Very logical, philosophical way of thinking, Oceani, fantastic. Nature is abundant. We are abundant. Everything is possible. Look in front of you and see the diversity, the diversity that makes a beauty. We are all unique, and conformity is really stalking us, that's for sure. But the conformity comes from the head, it comes from the thinking. So if you have difficulties to trust yourself, if you're a bit lost on what is trust, if you're not really comfortable with the trust, come back inside your body. Put your feet on the ground, put your butt on the ground. And feel your roots here, feel yourself being nourished by your earth. You know, you can go in the nature and pick up your food to nourish yourself, being food to put inside the digestive system, like you eat, but it's also food for thoughts, you know, looking at how the leaves are moving with the wind, looking how the water is flowing, looking at how the plants are growing. There's always movement. And every little detail has its own unique movement. But if I look at the whole, wow, it's harmony. It's harmony. You have your place to be. No matter who you are and what you want to do, you have the place to be you. We are here and we have the place to be ourselves. And if where you are now, you feel you don't have the place, well, create your space. You know, like the plants, you know, some plants are starting to grow in a complete different way. They're creating their space. They're creating their space. It's for us to create our own space to be. And this starts inside. You create your space in your thinking. You create your space in your body by maybe changing a diet for a moment. You know, when we do those detox or when we fast, it's creating new space to welcome the new. It's the same in the head, allowing ourselves to clarify our thoughts, to welcome the new inspiration, and also to feel at peace in the thinking. So I come back on this trust, trusting ourselves from the past, letting the past go, trusting that we have learned and that we are carrying with us the lessons and the experiences to go into the new. Because at every moment, we're in between the past and the future, we're in the present. And it's not that it's not an in-between like, oh, I have one foot on one side, another foot on another side, and it's moving both sides, and I don't really know how to find my balance. Not at all. We can trust our body is balanced. We're on Earth. Earth is always moving. Huh? I don't know if you realize that. We're constantly moving on Earth. But, you know, we're standing. We're sitting, we're still walking, we're still able to live and breathe, but we're constantly moving. It's extraordinary. And not only on Earth, inside of us, just our breath, constantly moving. So it's about finding the balance in the movement. I'm always going from one point to another, constantly, permanently moving forward, evolving, changing, developing. I am breathing. I like observing life from this breathing point of view because breathing is really, really obvious. It's really inherent to our life as human beings. So I breathe. And breathing our past as well. So I was talking about letting go. Letting go is not about forgetting. Not at all. It's not about denying. It's not about avoiding. It's not about ignoring. I've said that twice, no? Letting go is not putting it in a box and burying it very far away. Oh, I let go. Not at all. Let it go is letting it flow. I've learned from it. When we let go, we're still vibrating a bit of this past, but we have transmuted, we have transformed the past into the present, into what's going to become of this present. Because the past is always with us in the way that we are. Who I am today is a product of my past and is the creator of my future. But right now, I'm here and now in the present. It's very funny to play with time because we're constantly in the past, the future, and the present. It's here and now. It's here and now. So if your thinking is in another dimension of time that here and now, like thinking about what happened in the past, or too much, you know, being too much into that, cycling in that, or if your thinking is constantly thinking about what could happen and the details of the details of the organization, of the predictions, of the expectations. That creates a dichotomy inside of you because your body is here, your physical body is here. But I don't say that it's not about thinking about what happened in the past or what could happen in the future, because it's interesting as well in the present moment to observe how we are carrying some little blocks or tension or little things from the past that we haven't let go of yet. And letting the past go, it's not only the pain, because yeah, some painful situation, some resentment, some anger moments, pains and wounds and shame. All of this can be difficult to let go of because it's painful. But pain, when it flows out like the water, it's out. Everything that wants to be let go of inside of us just wants to be held. Take a moment with it. And this way, it's going to be expressed and let go of. And the same with the best, because sometimes we can also stay in the past because, oh, that was so nice before. Oh, I really love this place where I live or this moment of my life. So we're taking our head in the past of these moments that happened before. Like it's an idealist utopia of our past. Of a moment in our life, and today we can't have that. We can't reach that anymore. It's like it's done. And now we just dramatically not in that anymore. But we can change that. Because what happened, the best that happened in your past, I can guarantee you can have more best in the now and in the future. It's allowing yourself that, okay, this happened for me. We're always evolving, we're always rising. It's allowing yourself, by letting your past go, no matter the quality you put on your past, it has a value. No matter the value you give to it, it has a value. So here we recenter. We don't go in the dichotomy and the paradox of things. We come in the center. My past has a value. My experiences has a value. And I take this value with me, because this is my strength and I go with that. I trust myself to go into the unknown and to always support myself no matter what, because I've learned. I've learned and I have the ability to let go of the weight, no matter the weight, because the weight's created by the thoughts as well. I really want to talk about thinking right now. I wanted to talk about trust. But often we resisting ourselves with the thoughts, and it's for us to let go of that. So when the thoughts, if you're in a situation when you feel that the thoughts are a bit in the way, get out of them, take action, take a very clear, rapid action. You know, very clear, and this way you're coming out of the thoughts. Because you're going to direct your whole body into one action that you're taking with your whole self, and poof, this is going to unlock something magically. And not only in the action you're taking, obviously, if you're taking action on something very specific, that's going to unlock something here, but it's going to unlock something in your whole life and for everything around you, because it's about our own vibration. On our vibration and the situations of our life, the relationship we have with people in our lives, they're reflecting something in us. When I meet people, I always see them as a part of me. So it's for me to accept them the way they are. After, it doesn't say that I don't open as well discussions, and I don't want to, some of them I don't really want to be around them. Not that I don't accept them, it's just, oh, you're part of my past. I let go of that. I don't want to go back into this drama. You know, and others that are showing me a part of me that I have now really active, and it's fantastic because it makes me grow as well to be around them and to see me in them. And we have that with everyone around us. There is not one person, one situation that doesn't reflect you. It's like we are a projection. We have this center inside of us and we're projecting outside. And it happens for everyone. There's a big bee flying around me. Oh, come, my beauty. I know it's a big... it's a bee. She's on my breast now. But my darling. So we're breathing with a bee. Wonderful. A few years ago, I would have been absolutely panicked, like panic, yelling, getting undressed, running around like a complete mental person. Huh? And now I'm very deeply breathing and observing this bee that's coming during the podcast recording. And I trust she's coming to visit me. What's the message of the bee, darling? No, you don't come on the skin. Whoop! Direct the bee. Leave me alone. I don't want her to come on my breast. On my leg, it's okay. You can come. On the breast, I don't know. Yeah, our very sensitive parts and very intimate parts, they're like we need to protect them a bit more, maybe. I was talking about trust, you know, really trusting ourselves to care when it's important to care for. If you're here today where you... Oh, she's coming again. Interesting. So apparently today I'm going to talk with the bee. Messages will come on time. I don't need to think about it now. Exactly, because often we want to have this comprehension and understand what's happening. But we can't have the understanding before experiencing. This is just not possible. If we're trying to understand something before we experience it, we create some expectation, we create stories that are not reality, because we can't think the unknown. We can talk about it, we can philosophicate about it. I don't even know if I can say this word, philosophicate. But we can't integrate the experience by the thought. It's part of the integration, but the integration, the experience, is into living it, into taking action. So trust yourself. You are supported. You have those people around you. You have created your environment. You have created your life today. You have created yourself. You're standing on your 2 feet, or you're sitting. Wow. Okay, some of us may not have the legs working, but what I mean, you're here. You're here. You're able to listen. So here, listen to your own trust. Listen to this strength that is inside of us and just wants to be expressed. Strength coming from all the experiences you had before, from all the lessons you're learning. And the inspiration, the understanding comes on time. But for that, we need space inside. So to clarify the mind and to really focus. Because when we go with trust and when we go with our strength, there is a very strong focus. We focus on the direction, we go for it. And that clarifies the mind in the way that we don't think and analyze and overthink again. We're clearer on the direction we're doing and being in the action. We think less outside of the present moment. We really think about the action we're doing. You know, when you're doing something, for example, with very big cutting tools or like big machinery or something that requires precision, suddenly you need this clarity of mind to find your balance. For example, when you do a yoga balance position, or you're trying to balance on the slack line, or you're trying to balance on a paddle, or no matter the balance on 1 foot, for example, it's accessible to everyone to play with your body and the balance. You find your equilibrium when you're really focused on the action of now. Because if your head goes somewhere else, poof, you fall. It's very fantastic to observe that. And reinforcing our focus, reinforcing our center, when you want with your body to create the balance, you really center your center, the center part of your body really strengthened itself, you know, the muscles. And it's the same for the head and the attraction and the manifestation. If you really want to clarify and focus, give strength to your focus and your direction, you need to work on clarifying your head as well. And centering your thoughts. That's where the power of affirmations are very great. If there's many thoughts, just bring them all into one sentence and go with this affirmation. I do for me. I trust. I trust in my action. I just go for it. All right. Thank you for receiving all of that. Sitting in the garden with the bees and the little clouds. And the little birds and the sounds of people around as well, because we are living all together. And this is very magical. I wish you to trust yourself and to really take action to free yourself from anything that seems to be weighing on you. And I love you. I love you. And I'm very grateful that you're on Earth with me and with all of us. I wish you the best. I love you. Ciao, ciao, bye-bye. See you next time.